You're listening to East Point Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Great to have the pleasure of your company this morning. Mark Lindsay with the Monday Montage programme. Now, at this time on a Monday, we have a feature entitled
Anglia
In Focus,
where we invite individuals and organisations to join us live on the programme to tell us about various events that's taking place across the East Anglian region, and also about the organisations which we're so dependent upon in so many different ways. Now, I'm hoping that on the line now is going to be Liam McKinder, who's the senior community fundraiser for the East of England from the BrainTumorCharity.org. Very good morning to you, Liam.
Morning to you. Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have the pleasure of your company on the programme this morning. Now, tell us about the Brain Tumor Charity.
Yeah, so the Brain Tumor Charity, so we're the largest dedicated funder into research into brain tumours globally. And we also provide comprehensive support services for anyone affected by a brain tumour diagnosis, and that's not just the person, but it can be family, friends, and so on as well. What we're trying to do, our vision is to create a world where anyone diagnosed with a brain tumour can live a longer and better life. With brain tumours, to have uniquely devastating impact on those diagnosed, as well as the loved ones, as I mentioned earlier, and people around them. So the Brain Tumor Charity is here basically every step of the way to offer special support to anyone affected by the disease. And then we also do campaigning and other things within governments and other to really try and deliver a strategy that is going to support the people going through the terrible diagnosis.
Now, I was very surprised to read some information about the number of people who each year are diagnosed with brain tumours. It's quite colossal, isn't it?
It is. And it's classed as a rare type of tumours is what they say, but 34 people are diagnosed every single day, which, if you put that into perspective, it's around 12,800 people a year. So it's a large number of people, and more than about 5,000 people a year unfortunately lose their lives to this devastating disease. And just the impact of a brain tumour itself as well, just to have a brain tumour, it reduces life expectancy by an average of 27 years, which is the highest of any sort of cancer as well. So, it's the scary figures, to be honest, and it's something we're trying to address.
Now, I know you mentioned the support that the Brain Tumor Charity offer to so many people. You've really got to be in a position, I would imagine, that's everybody's condition can vary so much. It must be quite a complicated affair, isn't it?
Absolutely that. So just to put it in again perspective, there's 130 different types of brain tumours that exist. So not every single one is the same. For you get different, obviously, diagnosis, different types of tumours, different types of care plans and that type of thing, depending on the tumour you've got. And it all varies on how it affects people, the side effects, there's lots of different side effects, and it can affect people in different ways. And we have a really, really good information support team, and they support anyone, no matter what age, who they are, through the kind of next steps and what to kind of expect as well, because it is so varied.
Now, I know that you are the senior community fundraiser for the East of England, and I'll ask you about that a little bit further in just a few minutes. But how do you first get involved when it comes down to offering support? How can people basically get in contact with you to find out more about the Brain Tumor Charity?
Yeah, well, lots of different ways. So first of all, obviously, we mentioned earlier, you can go to the website, which is thebraintumorcharity.org. And that has a lot of different areas on there where you can look for information support. You can look for, if you want to do fundraising, you know what you want to do, you can go on there and get some ideas or just general contact details about who or what is it you're looking for. So everything you need is on there. Or we've got a helpline you can call, which is our information support helpline, which is 0808 800 0004. And again, they'll talk you through and point you in the right direction to where you need to be. But yeah, they're the main ones. Get on the helpline or go to our website, and it'll have all the information, numbers and email addresses on there as well.
Okay, I'll ask you for those details again in a few minutes' time. But for all the support which you give to so many people with brain tumours, and as you've mentioned, there's so many different types. It's got to be a phenomenally, can I say, beneficial to so many people to have the support of the Brain Tumour Charity in their hour of need.
And do you know what? And that's what we kind of pride ourselves on, to be that person, of to be that charity, that leaning, you know, someone to lean on to in that time of need. We have things like the great support services. We have free counselling services as well for people who just need to talk about what's happened, what's changed, you know, if they've gone through the diagnosis itself, if it's a family member. But even like myself in the community, you know, I'm there to support anyone who wants to fundraise for the charity. And our role is so varied that we will support anyone through any times, and you know, any kind of advice and stuff they need, we're there. With that one point of contact that they can always pick up the phone to, email or speak to, and we'll be there to support them through that. And it's just so invaluable to have that, as you say, going through that time of need, to kind of a devastating impact of receiving a diagnosis of a brain tumour.
Certainly so. Now, fundraising events in general, obviously you're covering all the east of England. How can people get involved with fundraising for the Brain Tumour Charity?
So yeah, there's two kind of main ways, really. So if it's one of these things you just want to kind of, you know, go along to an event that's already been organised and take part, then again, you just go onto our website, you look, and there's a column on there which says fundraise for us, or get involved, and you click on there, and you'll find lots of ways that the events that are already set up around the country, they're not in East Anglia and everywhere else. There's another section which is mainly where I kind of support, and that's the kind of do it your own. So if you're thinking of doing any sort of fundraising, it can be as big or as small as you want. We have things from, you know, big hikes, walks, runs, cycles, all the way down to things like bake sales or craft stalls or anything like that. You again can find information on our website, we'll give you some ideas. But as soon as you kind of inquire, especially in the East of England, you'll get my contact details, and then I'll be in touch with you to try and support you along that way and just give you some encouragement and any advice that you may need as well.
Now, I would think that it must be extremely rewarding from your point of view as the Brain Tumour Charity to be involved with so many people with all sorts of various cancers, as we've been mentioning, brain tumour cancers. And it must be very rewarding in its own way, isn't it?
It is. And you know, some days, you know, not 2 days are the same. You know, 1 minute you could be having, you can go to an event, raising money, and it's all kind of celebration for life of someone who maybe have passed, who said the next morning you've just found out that someone you've been supporting is diagnosed and might have got a little bit worse. And you're working through the kind of impacts of that with them as well. But to be that person that they can speak to and kind of confide in, have that support, is so rewarding, especially for myself. I've absolutely enjoyed doing what I'm doing, and just being there is that kind of bit of hope for them people, and just giving our advice and just understanding, you know, what more, again, can we learn as a charity, what can we do for our community, because ultimately we do what we do on the back of our community. They ask us and tell us what they need, and we'll provide that support where we can.
Now, the actual number of people who are involved in fundraising across the, let's say, the eastern counties, I'd imagine you have quite a lot of people who are, offer their services to help fundraise for the Brain Tumour Charity.
Yeah, so we are very good as a charity, obviously, reaching out and supporting. We have roughly, in my team alone, which is a kind of look after your own fundraising, do it yourself, as we call it, we have around 4,500 events that take place across the country. So the six of us who look after the whole country in my team, obviously I look after the Eastern region, but we are very fortunate to have so many dedicated people. And I was talking to at an event a few weeks back where you have people who raise, you know, small amounts of money, but it's mainly about raising the awareness as well, getting the awareness out there. The money is coming in, but it's all very valuable to us. So people who have been doing it for years and years, and they're hitting milestones, maybe £50,000, £100,000, which is just amazing to see how people can grow and do things in their own way as well.
I think that you and your team, you've been mentioning, do a wonderful job in the support in which you offer, and more strength to your elbow to continue this very important work. Can I ask you once again, Liam, can you give us the contact information for people wanting to find out more about the Brain Tumour Charity?
Absolutely. So, yeah, if you'd like to give us a call, our helpline is 0808 800 0004. Or you can find all of our information on www.thebraintumorcharity.org.
That's great. Thank you very much, Liam, for joining us here on East Point Radio this morning and telling us so much information about the Brain Tumour Charity and all the support which you give to people who, in their hour of need, need to turn to organisations such as yourselves. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Liam McKinder there, who's the senior community fundraiser for the East of England and working with the BrainTumorCharity.org. And the information and support line, once again, 0808 800 0004. That's 0808 800 0004 for more information. And, of course, you can look up the BrainTumorCharity.org. Give them a look, and lots of information there, especially for you. You're listening to East Point Radio. It's great to have the pleasure of your company on a Monday morning.